Okay, so starting the Rashbam, the question of how we're knowing, in terms of the psak and the minhag. So the psak, he says, is clearly that Kriya Shema starts at Tzeis. So the question is, why is it that that people daven Maariv and they say Kriya Shema earlier than Tzeis? It goes back. This practice goes back very far, right? But the problem is, you're not Yotzei Kriya Shema. So what's the legitimacy of this practice? So what's he saying over here? So he's saying, how did it get started? Why do they do it? They know they're not Yotzei Kriya Shema, but they were worried about Tefillas Arvus. That's what they were worried about. They're worried about Tefillas Arvus. And once you get the minyan together for mincha, and you disband, you're not going to get them back. It's just not going to happen, right? So if you would say, okay, everybody meet back here at Seis for Marv, it's not going to happen, right? That doesn't change. So therefore, they decided to do what? To do what? To daven Marv earlier. Yeah.
Just again to be Bitsibor?
To have it to be Mispalal and Bitsibor. Now when? When were they davening? It's not clear to me when were they davening, right? How early? In other words, when should you daven Marv? According to him, when should you daven Marv? That's also not such a simple question. When should you daven Marv? Right? When should you daven Marv? So it's machlokus in the Mishnah, right? Machlokus in the fourth parak. That what? Rabbi Yehuda says mincha is until plag, right? We have to go into this because Rabbeinu Tam is his whole thing is based on this. We have to go into that sugi a little bit. That Rabbi Yehuda holds what? You can say mincha until plag mincha. What's plag mincha? It's what? Well, what's the half of mincha katana, right? So mincha katana is what? Nine and a half hours. So how many hours are left after nine and a half? Two and a half. It's an hour and a quarter after nine and a half. What did he say? 10:45. Right. So Rabbi Yehuda holds you can only say mincha until plaga mincha. And then you can say Marv after that, correct? And the Rabbanan say, what? Ada Erev. They carefully choose the word Erev. Right? Ada Erev. And then when is Marv? And then when is Marv? Ein lo keva. That's all the Mishnah says, right? Tefillas Marv ein lo keva. Ein lo keva. It's the first Mishnah in it's a Mishnah in Tefillas HaShachar. Tefillas HaShachar HaChatzos Rav Yehuda Omer Ad Arba Shos Tefillas Mincha Ad Erev Rav Yehuda Omer Ad Plag HaMincha Tefillas HaErev Ein Lo Keva Ein Lo Keva. So what does that mean? Ein Lo Keva. Rashi just says kol leil is mana. Right? What? Yeah, there's a Gemara on that. Yeah. Alright, but let's just get the basic. We have to come back to the sugi a little more carefully. But how does it go? It comes out that what? That if you're like Rabbi Yehuda, so then what do? You say mincha until plag. And then when do you say marv? Right after plag. Right after plag. There's no problem. There's no break. You don't need a break when Rabbi Yehuda. Right, mincha's up the plag, and then after the plag is marv. But according to the Rabbanon, mincha, let's say like the Grah, mincha is until shkia. Right, mincha is until shkia. And when is marv? after Tzeis. After Tzeis. So why is that? How come Rabbi Yehuda gets to have his Ma'ariv right after his Mincha? And the Rabbanan don't. Right? What's the Mincha Keneged? Mincha is Keneged the Talmud Shabbin Rabbayim. Right? So it's a confusing sugya. Because it's almost like they're arguing, I mean, it sounds like they're arguing about when the Talmud Shabbin Rabbayim was brought. Right? Right? So Rabbi Yehuda is saying Talmud Shabbin Rabbayim was brought until Plag. Well, until Plag, I guess that's what he's saying. Tosis says, it seems to say a little different, but let's say the Talmud Shabbin Rabbayim was brought until Plag. And then after Plag, what would they do? What's Ma'ariv Keneged? Hekta Chalav Me'arim. So after the Karbonos were over, what would they do? They take the Evarim from the Ola, right, and the Chalav from all the Karbonos, and you throw them onto that one, they throw them on the Mizbeach. And there's no specific time for that. They can burn all night long. Right? So Minchas Keneged, the Tamid Shobein Arbayim. So Rabbi Yehuda seems to hold that the Talmud was brought up until Plag and no later. So that's why the Tefillas HaMincha goes up until Plag. And then they put the Evarim and Chalavim on the Mizbeach after the Talmud Shabbein Rabbayim, and they would burn all night long. So the Tefillas Arvis is connected the Evarim and Padarim. Right? So therefore, it doesn't have a specific time. Doesn't have a specific ending time. They would just burn all night. So apparently from whenever they start throwing them on, until they're, as long as they're up there, that's the Zman of Arvus. Right? So it's Rabbi Yehuda that we understand. But what is the Rabbanan holding? Why can't the Rabbanan say, so why the Rabbanan say the same thing? If they would bring the Karban, the Talmud Shabbein Arbayim, until Shkia, so then why can't you start Davin Ma'ariv right after Shkia? Right? Why can't you Davin Ma'ariv right after Shkia? I mean, why is it different? Why does Rabbi Yehuda have that at the end of the Zman of Mincha, immediately you have the Zman Ma'ariv? So they're just arguing about how late Mincha was. But why should it be that that one has a break and one doesn't have a break? Chum say Mincha was brought till later, so okay. The Tamid was brought later, so fine. But at the end of the Tamid, there should be immediately Marv.
No,
right? No. So it would seem, yeah, that what? So it would seem that factually, if you look at the Rambam, I think he says factually they didn't ever bring the Talmud later than Mincha Katana, right? That's they wouldn't bring it really late, much later than that. But it's kosher until Laila. So Mestavra is saying like this: according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's kavua by when they actually brought it, right? Because everybody agrees that your Marv is going to start after your Mincha. There's a lot of opinions about this. Let's just try to take the simplest position right now. That the Ma'ariv is going to start after your Mincha. Okay, if the Mincha is connected, the Nihug of Mincha. So then, the Nihug was that they would bring the Mincha, they bring the Bein Arbayim up until Plag, let's say. Well, I think Tosis says it's the Ketoros. The Ketoros. But anyway, you're doing a hakrava until Plag. So then immediately after that is the Zman of Ma'ariv. But apparently the Rabbanan hold that goes by when the Talmud could be brought until. Right, when it could be brought until. So it really could be brought until Laila, it would seem. Could be brought until Laila. The only thing is, it could be brought into a Laila. So therefore, Mincha and Ma'ariv are kavua on the abstract, on the shame of on the Sof Hayom and the Haschalas Laila. The only thing is there's a Zman of Bein Hashmashos that's a suffing. You understand? If you're going to go like Rabbi Yehuda, you don't have any Zman of suffing, because it's connected the actual practice. The actual practice was. that Krava was done by Plaga Mincha. Right? So Mincha is up until Plaga Mincha. And immediately after that, that's the end of the Zman of the Korbanos, and now comes the Zman of Chalavim and Evan. Right? In terms of practice. In terms of practice, there's no doubt they did something. If you're going connected to the practice, then that's exactly what they did. They did the Mincha, they did the Tamid, Shabbat and Rabbayim up until Plag, and after that they were only putting on the Evarim and Chalavim. Right? Practice is definite. But if you say it's going by the Zman where it's kosher, right? If it's going by the Zman of the Mincha of the Tamar Shabbat Rabbayim, so the Zman is really Kol Hayom until Laila, right? And then the Zman of Evarim and Chalavim is after the Zman of Yom, right? It's when the Yom is over. So that's very good. The only problem is that throws us into a Zman of Suffolk. Because when you're getting up to Shkia, so now it's a Suffolk, is it Yom or is it Laila? So since it's Nidfa, since the Tefillah HaMincha is Keneged, the Zman of the Karbon, now we're Mesufik if it's the Zman of the Karbon or not. You understand? So we can't, because of Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Laila. Because of Banish Marshals. So then it's going to come out that you can't do either one in that period. That's a suffix. Yeah. So in other words, according to the Tosos and Chavav, when Rabbi Yehuda says that the mincha was brought until Plaga Mincha, he's referring to the Seder of Tamid Shabbat Rabbayim. He's including the Ketores. He's including the fact that Ketores is always brought after the part of the Seder. The Seder HaKrava is each Tamid has Ketores after it. So when he says he's including the Ketores in the Tamid Shabbat Rabbayim. So the HaKrava of the Tamid, which includes the Ketores, goes up until Plaga Mincha. Okay. But the point is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can daven mincha until plag, marav immediately after. But according to the Rabbanan, where it goes by the objective ideas of zmanim, of the zman of the tamid and the zman of the zman after the tamid, so you get there's a zman that we're mesupik about. So that zman is not eligible for either one. So that's why I'm going back to this. In other words, when is the Rashba saying that they were Mekel? When were they davening Marav? When were they davening Marav? Were they davening Marav after Plag? Were they holding like Rabbi Yehuda? They're holding like Rabbi Yehuda, so then what's the problem? Daven Mincha before Plag and daven Marav after Plag. You don't need to be Mekel. Right? What does it mean they were Mekel? Unless he holds that they let them daven marav after shkia, but before tzeis. Not clear. Right? Seems that that's what I would guess that's what he's saying. That they daven mincha before tzeis, before shkia. Right? And they will make all to daven marav, not to wait till tzeis. Maybe they say Safik Rabbanan, Meir is only the mitzvah of the Rabbanan. Maybe it's a Rishus, not so clear what it is. So we make all on the Zman of Meir. But yeah.
I don't understand it because why are you saying this for like the guy feel like.
I mean, you could say that the kula is just simply that everybody agrees it's better to daven marav together with the mitzvahs kriyashma. Lismo kula tefila. It's not clear when. It's not clear from him when they're davening. Because later he criticizes Rabbeinu Tam for just saying that you can daven mincha and marav after plag. Right? Right. So he apparently didn't hold that they had a tarif tzatzri. He's not saying they had a tarif tzatzri. Right? So why is there no tarif tzatzri? So if they daven mincha before plag, in the whole like Rabbi Yehuda, so you don't need a het of daven. You don't need to say you're being makel daven ma'ariv after plug. Right? So as I say, maybe they really would daven mincha after plug, but they were makel daven ma'ariv after shkia, before tzeis. No, before shkia, there's no heter anymore. That starts a sasri. Okay, go ahead. Continue. So what would they do? Okay. So they were makel to daven mincha, to daven ma'ariv earlier than tzeis. And then what? And then they would also say kriya shma and birkosah. Why? So that's a different idea. That what? That you should, your tefillah should not be just unaccompanied by divrei Torah. So mincha we say ashrei, right? So they wanted to have an introduction to the tefillah. So I guess they hold like just like in the morning we learned if you're past man kriya shma but you're still in man tefillah you can use the brachas of kriya shma and kriya shma itself as b'toras tefillah right like the Gaonim say so they held you can use birkas kriya shma and kriya shma itself b'toras tefillah for ma'ariv also as long as it's man tefillah you can use it as a matter of fact some want to learn the Yerushalmi. He's going to quote in a minute that they would do that in mincha time. They would say kriya shma and the brachas even at mincha time. So basically, what were they doing? Basically, they were moving ma'ariv earlier. You know, making ma'ariv earlier because of the difficulty in getting a minyan later, and they were using the brachas of kriya shma and kriya shma as a part of tefillah. Not in terms of the mitzvah kriya shma, right? So it comes out the not yotze kriya shma. So where did they get their kriya shma from? Go ahead. And what about the rabbi? You don't have the rabbi? So then they would what do you have? You have the rabbi too? And then then at night, before they ever go to sleep, they would do what? They would say kriya shma. That's like Rashi, right? What does Rashi say in our Gemara? He says the same thing. I mean, the same niyud. That what? He says, im kein lamakor and sub besa knesses. He means before tzeis. Not why do you say it in basic message, but why do you say it before it says? Kedei lama b'tzfila b'toch divrei Torah. V'achitai b'raisa b'brachas Yerushalmi. U'lefika chov alein l'kvosam yishetechshas. Therefore you're not yotze, you're mitzvahs kriya shma. And you have to say it again when it gets dark. U'v'kriyas parsha rishona shodam kori al mitoso yotze. But the one parsha that you say before you go to sleep, with a mapi, all right, is you'll be yotzei. In other words, he's trying to explain the minhag. Apparently, because the minhag was not like we do. The minhag was not that they say kriya shma. The minhag was not that you come to shul, daven ma'ariv early, and the gabbai claps and says, "Remember to repeat kriya shma after 5:15. It was just welcome all the guests. Have a good Shabbos and see you tomorrow. So what happened to kriya shma? No, because the part of the minhag was everybody would say kriya shma before they go to sleep, not because of this reason, but that was the minhag. So it would be covered. They'd be covered. Right. That's how he's introducing this issue. Okay, go ahead. So Rabbeinu Tam was not happy.
They could remember, according to what he's saying, they could remember to say kriya shma.
Even Banish Mashos, Yerushalmi says, "Afilu karos of Banish Mashos, shusavi yom sovi vaylechos of ikorei." So maybe that's like I'm saying. They would say, that's when they were saying Kriyat Shema. That's when they were saying Tefillah in the Banish Marshal. They were Makel to the Davar Marv in the Banish Marshal. That's right. Good. Velo od ella shabishami loved me kan the safi kar shikhoz of kari. Yeah, what does this mean? Garcin Hasan, what? What's the gish there? Okay, so the first problem Tosis has is that what, that if you're gonna say that you're really Yotze Kriya Shema, if you're really Yotze the mitzvah Kriya Shema al mitaso, so then you need a bracha. You need a bracha. But where's your bracha normally? Where's the bracha normally?
Where is that?
Yeah. So you see from this that the brachos of Kriya Shema, the brachos of Kriya Shema also can double as a Birkas HaMitzvah. How's that? I mean, it doesn't say Shirk Shem Mitzvah Zivano. What's the bracha? I think the Ran has it, right? Ben Yon has it. No, the question is that wasn't the minhag. The minhag is not to say a bracha over there. Right. Not that bracha, not a bracha of, on the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Okay, so one problem is that what? We only say Parshas Kriya Shema, and we don't say the Brachos Kriya Shema. Two problems, right? Now, is one of you Yotze? What about your chiyuv of Brachos? Your chiyuv of the saying all the Parshas with the Brachos, right? Just say one Parsha later. How do you? How does that resolve that problem? And also what? Now it's going to come out that we're saying Kriya Shema after Tefillah. That's what Yeshua ben Levi says. The Tefillos are in between the Kriya Shemas. But we don't hold that way. We hold the Tefillos have to be, we hold the Kriya Shema has to precede the Tefillos. Like with Yochanan. Yeah, that's an interesting point. So apparently saying that what, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's only according to Rabbi Yochanan, it wouldn't have a din of smichas gulut tefillah. If it's not the zman of those brachos, it's not the zman of the bracha of Birkas, the bracha of gula, that's not kiyam of smichas gulut tefillah.
That just needs to why he's saying that.
You're just saying them. Lamod b'tzvilu mitoch divrei Torah.
The
brachos of divrei Torah is a good question. But that's what I said. That's what I said. You see from the morning that you can say the brachos of Kriya Shema in Torah's tefillah as an introduction to tefillah. Because in the morning and up to the fourth hour, you can still say them.
Right, but then what do you say you are doing?
No. Because it's not a kiyam of the bracha of tefillah bezmana, the bracha of gula bezmana.
But it still works.
You lost your chiyav of has to be your chiyav of being maskiv of gula. Good. Okay, so Rabbeinu Tam takes a whole different approach, right? He says it's not that they were being makel on the tefillah and then pushing up the Kriya Shema just in order to have the tefillah with the Divrei Torah, but really is the zman of Kriya Shema. How is it really the zman of Kriya Shema? I mean, this is a big problem. How is it really the zman of Kriya Shema? Because we hold like Rabbi Yehuda, and what? So Tefillos and Mincha is until Plag, and from there on out, it's Laila. And how long do you have? It's an hour and a quarter before Tzeis. How is it now recorded with 7-4 tzeis? Because tzeis, from tzeis back till it's an hour and a quarter from tzeis. Why? Because he's learning mincha ketana. He's measuring it up to tzeis. Okay, right? He's not measuring it up to shkia. He's measuring it up to tzeis because he holds from his second shkia. I don't know where is he measuring this hour and a quarter from. Certainly not the first shkia. Go ahead. V'amrina b'gemara man davik Rabbi Yehuda avad. So you have a right to hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Rav also held like Rabbi Yehuda. Go ahead. Okay. So in other words, you can't take two positions that are contradictory. You can't take two coolers that contradict each other. So it seems like we're doing that. Now what? Because we're going to say that what? For Kriya Shema, we're really holding with Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning to say, Laila starts after Plag HaMincha. But yeah, we still have a Mincha after Plag. We still have a Mincha. So what's he saying? He's saying, really, we hold like Rabbi Yehuda. That's what we really hold like. But for Tefillah, we're Megal. He doesn't.
So who's doing this right now? This is just what they did?
This is what they did, he's saying. The mincha they can daven after. It's difficult, right? What do you mean they make all? They're going to take a tar to the sasri. That's not what they did. That's not what they did. They definitely didn't have mincha for plug, apparently. So what does the Yerushalmi mean? What does the Yerushalmi mean? The Yerushalmi sounds like the Rashi was saying. So he says, no, that was a totally different thing. Right. They would do it like mincha. Mincha time would do it. Now good. The Hikshu b'Tosos the Rabbi Yonatan. Now the Tosos asks Rabbi Yonatan, right? It's the Re. Now Tosos the Re asks Rabbi Yonatan. Go ahead. Let's get the kashas. Then we'll try to work it out. Okay. So the problem is like this. On the next daf, this is the part we did this already. That Rabbi Yehuda says to Rabbi Meir. Right? Rabbi Yehuda says to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir held that you can say Kriya Shema when the Kohanim are Tovlin, right? That's before Tzeis, correct? So Rabbi Yehuda said to Rabbi Meir, how could you say Kriya Shema so early? It's too early. The sun is still out, right? So this is a kasha on Tosos, because it's mashma that Rabbi Yehuda would say you can't say Kriya Shema that early. But according to Tosos, Rabbi Yehuda says you say Kriya Shema after Plag HaMincha. So what's Rabbi Yehuda asking Kasher Rabbi Meir for saying Kriya Shema a little before Tzeis? He himself holds he can say Kriya Shema after Plag HaMincha. Right? So go ahead. V'dochku atzman b'kushizu. Dilataime makshilei. That was Rabbi Yehuda was asking on Rabbi Meir. Kloma, go ahead. He says, according to you who argue on me and you say that you can't say Ma'ariv until dark, right? You can say Mincha all the way until the Erev, so you can't call Shachvacha until after dark. Doesn't say what we're talking about. Now our Tosis gives a different answer, right? Beis on Beis says that Rabbi Yehuda didn't darshan Shachucha. That's what you mentioned, right? Didn't darshan b'shachucha at all. But I mean, so if you didn't darshan b'shachucha, what do we hold? I mean, just because you don't darshan b'shachucha doesn't mean you can just do whatever you want. It still is difficult. Go ahead. Let's get the Rashba's main questions. Go ahead. Rain the or Klal. Right. 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 In other words, the Rashba and the Rush also asked the same question. It just undercuts the whole logic of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam's whole logic is that the tefillah, that the Kriyat Shema in Shul is the Iker. Why? Because we hold like Rabbi Yehuda, who says you can say Mincha only up until Plag, and after that is Marv. So the Rashba and the Rush also asked the same question. Says that's very nice. That's tefillah, because tefillah goes by the Seder of the Karbanos. So if he holds that the carbon was only brought up until Plag, so he holds you can say Mincha until Plag. But that has nothing to do with Yom and Laila. That doesn't mean it's Laila just because in the Mikdash they brought the carbon up until Plag. What does that do with Yom and Laila? Those tefillos are not established on Yom and Laila, they're established on the Karbanos. If they only brought the carbon up until Plag or Mincha, even though it's still daytime, so then you can't say Mincha after Plag. Not because it's night, but because it's not connected to the Tumid anymore. So what's Rabbeinu Tam saying? That because Rabbi Huda holds, you can only bring, you can only say Mincha up until Plag, that afterwards is the Zman that's Roy for Krishma. And they have nothing to do with each other. Krishma is Shach B'chalei saying. Or whatever, you can learn like the Tosas in the Beis and Vez, it's not Shach B'chalei, but it still has to be Laila. Right? Yeah, okay, so then he says, then he comes back to so he totally rejects Rabbeinu Tam. So it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense, because just because Zman Mincha is over, that doesn't mean it has a Shem Laila. That doesn't mean it has a Shem Laila. That's his basic question, right? The Rush also has that problem. But then when he comes back to his Minug, and when he comes back to defending his Minug, so what about the questions from Rabbeinu Tam? He doesn't seem to think, he's not so clear about the Bracha, right? He doesn't say you don't have to make a Bracha. He didn't bring it in as a question of Rabbeinu Tam. He brought it in as something they're going to say that you should do it. It's not so clear that maybe he says it's I don't know. What do you say? I don't know. Because now he's saying that what about the brachas of Kriyat Shema? They're not makos. Strange. I mean, it's strange. What do you mean? Of course they're not makos, but you should say them. Just because they're not makos doesn't mean you shouldn't say them. Right? And what about only saying the first parasha? Shall the Vrayim? I mean, it comes a lot of liberties taken over here. Now what? It comes out that they're being makel and saying Ma'ariv early. And because of that, they're not really Yotzei Kriyat Shema. Right? They're not Yotzei Kriyat Shema. So when are they Yotzei Kriyat Shema? The Yotzei Kriyat Shema al Samach L'mita. But then they're only reading the first parsha, he's saying. They're only reading the first parsha. And they're not saying any brachos. The brachos you don't say, he says. What do you mean you don't say them because they're not makir? A lot of things are not makir, but it doesn't mean you don't do them. Right. And what does he mean that, Parsha Rishon is midaraisa, but the other ones are midarabona, and then he says, Kevin shekaru basic neses, lo chayvu od. Yeah, but when you read in the basic neses, it wasn't anything. Right? And he says, the bottom line is that's our minug, and that's what we should do. And it goes back to Yerushalmi. And that's it. Sof Dover Kol Nishma. Alright, so anyway, what I'm curious though is if we can work on Rabbeinu Tam. What is the Rabbeinu Tam sounds astounding? I mean, what is the connection between Kriyat Shema and Plag HaMincha? Okay, so maybe we should take a little bit of the sugi, look in the sugi over there. See if we can come up with anything. All right.